Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Some folks are always crying, crying them mean old blues, but not me. No, you'll never even see me from.
For more than 20 years, jazz singer Madeline Peyrou has been reminding us, as she puts it, that the only thing that matters is the song. At a performance last night at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston, Madeline Peyrou covered a mix of songs by Leonard Cohen, Warren Zevon, and this one by Bessie Smith, Easy Come, Easy Go Blues, which she performed for us when she joined us recently from a studio in New York.
I'm easy come, easy go. Nothing ever worries me. Leave me alone, and my life's a song. I don't know misery.
She got her start as a street performer in Paris when she was just a teenager, singing the music of Billie Holiday and Edith Piaf. That's also where she began shaping her own repertoire, and a vocal style that's both smooth and richly textured.
I'm easy come, easy go, right from my head down to my shoes. Now the world owes me a plenty of loving, so hear what I say. Believe me, I'll go out collecting it most every day. Called Easy Come, Easy Go Blues.
That's Madeline Peyrou performing the Bessie Smith song Easy Come, Easy Go Blues. And Madeline, it's great to have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Gosh, it's really nice to be with you, even though I'm on an ISDN line.
It's true. I was just saying before we recorded, this is the third time I've talked to you. I've yet to do an interview with you face-to-face, so that's going to happen one of these days.
Yeah, flattered that you've put up with me over the... Maybe it's because we haven't met. You've been happy to do this way again. That's my silly joke.
Tell us about that Bessie Smith song you just sang.
You know, I have a reputation for sad songs, so I've been trying to work on having a lighter attitude. So I added that song to the repertoire, but I know it doesn't sound that happy, but it is actually.
A happy blues. I want to talk to you about your debut anthology, which is called Keep Me in Your Heart for a While, The Best of Madeline Peyrou. Came out last fall, and all the tracks from the album had been previously released on other albums, except the title track, which is a cover of a Warren Zevon song, Keep Me in Your Heart, which I want to just listen to a little bit of right now.
When you wake up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly, call when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
So nice. Tell us a little bit about that song and what you loved about it.
It's a terribly important song, really, that Warren Zevon did on his last record to say goodbye, because he was sick at the time. And the reason I picked it up originally was actually because a movie by a wonderful director named Nancy Savoca, she contacted me to do a song for the very end of the film. It's called Union Square, about a family mourning the passing of their parent who was a really difficult character. And, I mean, Warren Zevon's writing, I think, is just so powerful that we end up keeping those songs in the show,
yeah,
you know, and doing them all the time.
I got to say, one of the things that I've admired about what you've done over the years is you pick great songs to cover. That's an example of it. And on this album, you've got a couple of my favorites. Bob Dylan's You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, Leonard Cohen's Dance Me to the End of Love. You also include covers of everyone from Charlie Chaplin to Elliott Smith. What makes a good song a song that Madeline Peyrou wants to cover?
Well, I think picking the right song is really, really important. Perhaps one of the most important things that a singer can do. It's a combination, obviously, of finding songs that stand on their own and then finding songs that the singer can embody or feel. Hmm. Because there are a whole lot of songs that I would love to sing that I know I can't or couldn't or didn't yet or whatever, you know, like mm-hmm. It's something you hope maybe you'll grow into, and almost like being able to play a certain kind of role in a play or in a, you know, as an actor, to think about what it is that it fits your personality and your skill set, and can you pull it off and bring something to it that's personal in terms of character, like backstory even.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You've included a couple of co-written originals. And the last time I talked to you in 2013, I asked you about your songwriting and why you haven't released more of your originals. And you gave me such a great answer. Do you remember what you said?
No, I'd love it to know if I said something good.
you said the reason why you haven't recorded more of your songs is because you like to record and sing great songs.
That's right. That sounds right.
Yeah, but it sounds a little self-deprecating.
Well, that's what I do. I like to joke around that way. But it is true that great songs, you know, I mean, being a songwriter is a whole other problem. I have enough problems just, you know, getting myself to the studio and meeting with you and singing, trying to sing well. But I mean, singing is it's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to write a great song, but a great song is a very rare thing. I do have kind of a weird song that I'd like to play for you today that I wrote.
Great.
That nobody's heard. It's my idea of a love song for the 21st century, and it's called Garbage Man.
Have you seen me sitting on the front doorstep, watching you and wondering what I do next, thinking of the things that sit behind me, noticing the way they seem to undermine me? Now that we've been introduced, I want to know if you understand that I need so much more. I mean I need less. So if you please, I want to be free from all this mess. Oh, sweet young garbage man, come pick up whatever you can. I'm so afraid of all this broke down love. Oh, sweet young garbage man, I need you and your moving van. I'm in a world of misery, 'cause it's so full without me. I used to think that I could get me things to keep me warm or happy. be all cute. But now I seem so tied down that my last wish would be to please, please free me from my loot. Whoa, 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 sweet young garbage man. I know that you, only you, understand. There's nothing I need more than to salvage my soul. So come on, collect my wreck. Help me reuse my fuse. Repurpose my surface. I love you the most, sweet young garbage man. You can pick up whatever you can. Be my soul protector, my garbage collector.
Well done. That's Madeline Peyrou performing her original tune, Garbage Man. Madeline, that was lovely. I love the way you set it up, telling me that that's your idea of a love song for the 21st century. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I feel like I'm surrounded by either stuff or recycling stuff or stuff that I don't need to have, or it's just noise all the time and cars and it's just... need to get rid of stuff. You know, there's too much stuff out there. I really hope that the song will, you know, speak for itself.
I want to ask you about the liner notes of this Best Of album, which were written by Yves Beauvais. He's the former VP of A&R and Atlantic Records, who first discovered you in a New York nightclub in the early 90s when you were just 16 years old. And he described seeing you in the back of the room, alone, looking bored, listless, and disheveled. And then you started to sing, and he writes, "Her entire self is transformed. Her face becomes radiant, sunny, alive, bright, and the very first notes that pass her lip is so powerful, so unexpectedly magnificent in tone, in pain, in joy, that the whole room seems to change color." I love the way he describes that. I'm wondering if you can describe what happens when you sing.
Oh, God. I wouldn't say that the room changed color for most of the people and for anybody maybe for in that room except for him. So that's questionable, you know, how much it can affect other people. But I do believe that what he's saying about how it affected me makes sense, because it can make me feel better no matter how bad things are.
Beauvais also mentions in his notes that you once told him that he had saved your life. How so?
Yeah. When he first contacted me, I was homeless. I had dropped out of the street band that I was in for quite a while. I had been drinking too much and singing at a nightclub that was just paying me more in alcohol than anything else, so I didn't really have anything. Mm. And I had no plans, and I had already dropped out of high school a few years before that, and I was pretty much, I don't know, lost in the world, maybe, and not very well emotionally. And I got a phone call on my answering service saying, "Hi, this is Yves Beauvais. I saw you sing a couple of years ago in New York City. I'm with Atlantic Records." What is that all about?
Wow. Yeah.
But I decided that there's no reason to turn down the opportunity. I have nothing else to do. It was great. So I didn't have a lot of faith in the whole thing, and I didn't really sign with Yves Beauvais for another couple of years or so.
One more thing that Yves Beauvais writes in the liner notes on your Best Of album. He says that he's willing to bet that the best is yet to come. So when you look to the future, are there particular artists that you still want to cover, concept albums that you can imagine still wanting to do? Or is the goal just to keep finding and singing the music that you love?
Well, right now, I have some ideas for records, one of which is to do a whole lot of blues songs and work within, I think, a context of women's blues specifically.
There's another Madeline Peyrou album that I'll want to hear.
Oh, thank you. and I'll try to keep writing about whatever it is.
Well, Madeline Peyrou's Best Of album is called Keep Me in Your Heart for a While. She performed last night at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston. There's more information about her, her music, and her tour schedule at radioboston.org. And Madeline, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure talking to you.
You're so kind. Thank you.
I've seen love go by my doors. Never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark.
What fantastic music.
Great voice.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.